Brothers, this is Andrea.
Hey, Andrea, is Gary available?
Yes, our guys is calling.
Yeah, it's Sam with the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Is that Ellis there? Sure, this is Job with Bank of Cardiff. Job, J-I-A. Sounds a little weird on the phone.
Hello, Gary Bridges here.
Hey, Gary, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm pretty good. The Bank of what?
The Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank. Actually trying to get in touch with you. It looks like we had sent you guys a finance offer a couple weeks back for some equipment financing and some working capital. I just wanted to touch base, see what kind of plans you had coming up that we might be able to help you out with.
Well, I may have something coming up. I don't really have anything right now.
Sure, what do you got coming up?
It's not a big deal. We're in the drilling business, and all this terminology may be strange to you. For doing large diameter holes, is you the air drilling or you mud drilling?
Uh huh.
You know, the air or the mud is for bringing the cuttings out of the hole. You know, and we've. Looking at getting a new, bigger mud pump, and you know, after it's all said and done, it may be approaching $50,000. But that may be smaller than what you're looking for.
Oh no, not at all. I mean, we do. We specialize in small, mid-sized businesses, and we do everything. I mean, I did a bandsaw last week for $7,000. So you know, we go the whole gamut.
Do straight finance, or you do lease, or what?
We have them both available. We got a lot of different programs. Usually, just try to fit each business into what makes sense for them. A lot of places, they'll prefer doing the lease if they don't want to have to put up with like the maintenance or anything like that on a piece. A lot of other times, buying outright with straight financing makes a little more sense too. What were you looking for?
Send me an email.
I'm sorry?
Have you ever sent me an email? I was looking. I usually save these things. I can't see the Bank of Carter.
Yeah, let me take a look here. I'm looking at your file. Let me just see. I know this is the first time we spoke. It looks like you spoke to one of our other associates. It was last year.
Okay, well, send me an email. And when it looks like it's time to do this deal that I mentioned, I'll give you a call.
Yeah, absolutely. What's a good email address for you?
Gary, G-A-R-Y, at mccallbro.com. And that's mccallbro.com.
.com. Okay. Now, when you get the... Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, I was just going to repeat it. Gary at mccallbro, just B-R-O.com.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I got it. Now, Gary, when you look for the mud pump, is it a new mud pump or do you look at used pieces?
No, it's used. There's a lot of this equipment. I mean, this pump new.
Yeah.
Probably $150,000.
Okay.
The oil well business is down, and this is out in Delighting, Colorado, that deals in oil well stuff, and it's really one that's got turned in. Either the company was going broke or something, and he bought it. But anyway, it's at a used dealer there in Colorado, and we got a guy that's going out. We've got all the specifications all on. We got a guy going out to look at it and make sure that what we would be buying, you know.
Oh yeah. Oh, so you're gonna go all the way out, or have somebody go all the way out to Colorado to take a look at it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And really, there's nothing. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. But there's not any local things of that nature, you know.
Yeah.
Dealing in that kind of stuff is more of a of the size that the oil people would be using, you know.
Sure, sure. And when were you looking to go check it out?
I think the flight's already scheduled, but I don't know exactly what it is. I mean, I'm not personally going, but my guys are going. And it's probably within, I mean, to get a decent ticket, they had to move the time out, you know, like 3 or 4 weeks. And so it's probably within the next 3 weeks that he'll be going.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's see. And have you guys gotten anything from this vendor before, or is this just the first time you've dealt with them?
First time.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, yeah, Gary, what I'll do is, you know, it sounds like, you know.
I mean, the unit doesn't cost that much, but to get it to Charlotte, it's going to cost that much. I mean, we're about to have to get a private carrier, I think, you know, like we're checking out to see if one of these, what they call hotshot guys, is it's a big pickup truck with a gooseneck trailer but it's going to be right at their weight limit. We haven't verified for sure that they can do it, or if not, that'll have to be a flatbed tractor trailer.
Yeah. Okay.
It'd be like a, it would not be public carrier, you know. It would.
Yeah, so there's some
wide to go into a regularly enclosed.
Sure, yeah, so it'll be an open, oversized flatbed, probably.
Well, I don't think it'd have to be oversized. It's right at 8 foot wide, but that's basically the outside width of a regular, I can't think of the correct terminology for the regular freight truck.
Come here.
Okay, well, send me that email.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I really need to run right in the middle of trying to get the company tax stuff to the accountant, and, you know, I'm really busy right now.
Okay, yeah, Gary, I'll send the email to you right now. And also, just to give you an idea, you know, if there's extra cost to it, our equipment financing program, we'll finance up to 125% of the cost to cover, you know, those soft costs, the soft cost that comes with it. So it might be something that, you know, you'd be interested in.
Well,
what
yeah,
I'll do.
Need that because, I mean, it's going to cost about $20,000, but it's going. I think before we get it here and get it ready to go, it's going. You know, we potentially have to make some repairs to it, and you know, we're likely to have $50,000 in it before we get it ready to go.
So okay. Well, yeah. Let's see what we can do for you. I'll shoot you the email. It'll have, you know, all of our information, what you would need to get an approval. Go ahead, take a look at it. You'll have my contact information, and you know, I'll follow up with you. You know, a couple days or so, just to see where things stand. See if we can get the ball rolling for you.
I don't think it's going to be ready to roll in a couple of days. It'd be more like 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, we got to go out there and look at it and make sure.
Okay. Yeah. No problem.
Okay. Catch you later. Bye.
All right. Thanks a lot, Gary.